Thank you for tuning into Chosen Generation. Chosen Generation is about equipping, encouraging, and challenging this generation to engage culture and to fulfill God's plan and purpose for our city, county, state, and nation to be the Christian influence and light that we have been called to be. Pastor Greg is committed to seeing God's life-changing power work in you. If you need prayer today or have a question, you can reach us at 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. If your church or group would like to have Pastor Greg come and share his passion to raise up a chosen generation, he is available to bring that same life-changing message and anointing to your event. Again, that number is 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. Give us a call and keep on listening because you are God's chosen generation.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice of where you can listen each and every day. And I so appreciate you tuning in here to Chosen Generation Radio. Listen, if you missed any part of hour number one, want to encourage you to check it out. We talked a little bit about Afghanistan. We're going to get into that some more with my next guest and really looking forward to that conversation. Also visited with Kevin McGrary. Okay. Also listened to Kevin McGrary and his organization is called Every Black Life Matters. And I really encourage you to go to everyblm.com. everyblm.com. Check out the CRT resources there. A lot of great information there about how you can engage in stopping the advancement of critical race theory. There's church training, corporate training, signs and guide sheets, fatherhood resources, a lot of great information, and I really encourage you to go and check out everyblm.com. And again, you can find out more by listening to the podcast that will be coming out this afternoon at chosengenerationradio.com, chosengenerationradio.com. Get onto our email list and you'll get an email delivered directly to your inbox, news items that we think that you would be interested in. We pick them out and we send them to you each and every day, about five articles that we think you will find interesting and informative and that we consider important for you to hear about, along with, of course, the program that we do each and every day as well. Welcome to CECN-TV. Welcome to USA Radio Network, the Truth Broadcasting Network, AMFM247.com, all of our affiliates. We appreciate you very much. All right. I'm pleased to welcome to the program Dr. Tom Barrett. Dr. Barrett, welcome. Good to have you. Oh, wait, let me do it. Okay, there we go. Hey, I got you now. I'm sorry. We were all starting to look for your slippers, so I thought maybe we should pod you down for a minute so you found those.
Sorry about that.
That's okay.
I thought it was muted.
Nah, that's all right. No worries. No worries. Well, so Afghanistan, I was talking a little bit about this, and, you know, absolutely, Biden's at the, at the controls, and what he has done and what he was a part of. And I think that's important for people to understand is that he was the vice president under Barack Obama, who had a great deal to do with the debacle that we were in to begin with. And I talked to my audience in the very first segment about how you know, number one, President Trump had a whole lot of weasels and rats that he was trying to root out, but that were there the entire time interfering with his foreign policy mission. And then in addition to that particular issue going on, we were sitting down and trying to have a conversation with somebody sitting across the table from us whose book tells them to lie to infidels if it gets them an advantage for their false god. See, how do you do that? Go ahead. Take off.
Whatever happens to not negotiating with terrorists?
It's been
U.S. policy for forever, you know. But, let me just introduce my thoughts here by asking you to imagine this. Plane loads of brave U.S. military personnel being forced to fly home to escape the advancing Taliban. So they're in airplanes heading towards the United States. Meanwhile, plane loads of special forces personnel are flying towards Afghanistan to clean up the mess that's created by Biden. And the two plane loads of soldiers are waving at each other in disbelief as they pass each other. You know, we don't have to imagine such an outrageous situation. I mean, it's happening right now. I talk to so many people that tell me that they're so angry they want to spit nails. Veterans, active duty military, they're furious at the coward in chief. And yet he hid for 6 days, didn't say anything about this humiliating retreat. He calls it a withdrawal. It was a retreat. And all that our people fought and died for, our allies fought and died for, the trillions of dollars, he just like pulls the plug and lets it all go down the drain without warning anybody. The guy is beyond belief. I mean, do you realize, Pastor Gray, he didn't even inform our allies? I'm talking about not the Afghan allies. I'm talking about our NATO allies.
Mm-hmm.
He left them bare naked because we were their air support, we were their intelligence support. And you mentioned working and fighting in Afghanistan and going to bed at night and waking up the next morning and finding out all the people that supported you have disappeared in the middle of the night. That's basically what happened.
It's scary. It's absolutely scary. And knowing that that was going to open the door, you know, and now you've got media over there really attempting to cover for, you know, oh, the Taliban have changed. This is a kinder, more gentle Islamic Sharia regime. Folks, there's no such thing. There's no. Literally no such thing. And if you think that you know, that our media is going to cover that, I mean, they don't cover the southern border, Tom. They don't go down and film the sex slave trafficking, the cartels and the gangs that rape women when there are cameras down there. I've got a friend that's down there that they're filming what's actually going on at the border, and they actually raped a woman in front of them because they knew they were there. And our U.S. media won't report and tell you folks what's really going on at our southern border. Do we really believe for even a second, that those people that are on the ground are going to actually tell us what's really happening to the women over there right now? What's really happening? They got a hold of the list. The last intel that I heard was that they got a hold of the list that tells them which Afghanis help support the United States over there. Can you imagine what's going to happen to those people now?
I don't think even the liberal media is going to be able to ignore thousands of public beheadings, stonings, and so on. I mean, there's too many people with video cameras, you know, cell phone cameras. They're not going to be able to cover this up. And it's all at Biden's feet. So he's trying to, and when he finally emerged from his basement after 6 days, first he blamed Trump, naturally. It's all Trump's fault. Then he blamed our allies. You know, what nerve. I mean, they were willing to stay. They told him they wanted to stay there, keep the small U.S. presence. We had 2,500 troops that were supposed to stay there under the agreement. And then a small number of Germans and British and Australians and so on. They were all willing to stay. He just abandoned them. And then he has the nerve to attack the Taliban military. I was listening to the U.S. commander of all forces in Afghanistan, and he was saying that those Afghani military fought as hard and as bravely as any military he's ever seen. And that's saying a lot, because he commands U.S. troops. He said these guys were fearless. But he said any military, including ours, would turn and run when they found out that they'd been totally abandoned and that no one had their back. I mean, Biden has the gall to blame everyone and take no responsibility himself. One thing that's particularly ironic, of course, you remember the Taliban Five, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, you bet. Folks, the Taliban Five that were traded for, for a deserter.
For a U.S. deserter. Mm-hmm. A guy who deserted deliberately to go and join the Taliban, and he left a note in his bunk. The other people knew it, and yet they still sent out hundreds of troops to search for him, thinking he'd gotten lost or something. And as I understand it, they've kept it kind of quiet. But several people died searching for Sergeant Bo Bergdahl.
At least a half dozen died.
Right. And Mr. Bergdahl, we have not forgotten your name. Mm-hmm. We know who you are. You're a traitor. You're a deserter. And worse than you was our president, who traded not five, you know, goat herders or errand boys, but five top Taliban commanders.
Yep.
For Bo Bergdahl. And guess who's now in charge of Afghanistan? One of the Taliban Five. Mm-hmm. I can't pronounce his name. But one of the terrorists that we released that should have been tried and executed for his war crimes is now in the presidential palace. I just heard this morning that the president, there's a few people that really benefited from this. One is the president of Afghanistan, who left there with bags bulging with U.S. dollars, $180,000 worth of U.S. money when he ran away. And of course, the Chinese and the Irans and the Russians are going to benefit, because Biden left behind trillions of dollars of the most valuable U.S. military arsenal, as far as planes, mm-hmm. drones, mm-hmm. Helicopters. And as we speak, these goat herders don't know how to run the airplanes, but they've got one of the best air forces in the world that we left behind. And you know the Chinese are going to be there in short order.
Oh, yeah, they're fully in support of this. And something else, too, about Bergdahl's situation. Don't forget that Obama allowed Bergdahl's parents to declare America conquered and to declare a jihad against America at the White House, from the podium at the White House. And Obama dropped American troops between ISIS and Assad's army. Similarly, Biden is dropping our troops into a war. Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't worry, you can still get a healthcare program by signing up at Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, we are not insurance, so you can still sign up. You can pick your program, choose your own doctors and hospitals. We have programs for singles, couples, and families, all with no contract, starting at only $349 per month. Go to libertyhealthshare.org/Pastor Greg. libertyhealthshare.org/Pastor Greg. libertyhealthshare.org/Pastor Greg.
Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop. It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow. And after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today, 800-544-8939. 800-544-8939. 8939. Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today, 800-544-8939.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Hi, this is Michael, creator of Michael's MNP supplements. Let's talk energy. Do you wake up tired even after a full night's sleep? Does keeping up with your family and or your job leave you exhausted by noon? Do you find yourself turning way too early in the day and too often to caffeine-loaded drinks just to get you through it all? Why not turn to Michael's MNP's Energy Factors instead? Our energy factors are safe, healthy, and a natural way to keep your body energized and without that caffeine crash that you get from those laden drinks. Visit us today at michaelshealth.com.
This is Pastor Greg, and I use Energy Factors. They're great. Order yours today at michaelshealth.com. That's michaelshealth.com, and use Pastor Greg for your special discount. That's Pastor Greg, and get your special discount today.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My guest, Dr. Tom Barrett. We're talking about Afghanistan. We're talking about Joe Biden. We're talking about the policy over there. We're talking about the lives that have been lost. I was just mentioning to Tom, and if there's a veteran listening to us right now, and you are just in a place of struggling, in a place of saying, man, I am really struggling right now, please reach out to Code of Vets. Code of Vets, and give them your information. they will help you. If it's economics that you need, they will help you. If it's an appointment with VA, they will help you. And they will stick with you until you get the help that you need. Please, Code of Vets is the name of the organization. And I just ask you to please reach out to them. CodeofVets.com. CodeofVets.com. Please give them a call. Tom, go ahead. I'm sorry. I just wanted to make sure, because I know there are veterans out there that are struggling, and it's so important to me.
Yes, and I would like to say something to all the vets as well. I'm a Marine. I was from the Vietnam era. We went through the same humiliation of a cowardly retreat by our leaders. It wasn't our cowardice. It was the failure of leadership. And so don't let anybody tell you that you failed in Afghanistan, or if there's Vietnam vets listening, you know, we went through this same thing, watching these poor people try to get out of Afghanistan reminded me so much of the end of the Vietnam War, the horrible way we ended that. And in both cases, by the way, we have the power. We could go in and right now bomb all the supply lines of the Taliban. Why are we not doing that? We could have won the Vietnam War in one day by just carpet bombing Ho Chi Minh City. But we did this long war of attrition, just like we did in Afghanistan. None of it necessary. But it's not your fault. You're not the cowards. Your president, as he calls himself, and a lot of your generals, frankly, because Obama purged all the generals that weren't loyal to him. He forced them to retire, and he handpicked the ones that he kept. So I do not respect most of the currently serving military generals. I'm sorry, you're not supposed to say that, but if it's true, you say it. So please don't let anyone put you down, or don't put yourself down and say, well, my sacrifice over there was in vain. It wasn't.
Yeah.
Because you protected us for 20 years from another 9/11. Obama just set the stage and not only enabled the next 9/11, but he's funding it. He has given aircraft billions, trillions of dollars. So there will be another attack on us, and it will all be at Biden's feet.
And I would just suggest again, what we need to do as believers is two things. Number one, we need to be in prayer. Ephesians 3 says, O foolish Galatians, why have you turned from what you've been taught in? Pray. The Spirit of the Lord is moving right now, and I encourage you to pray and hear what God is speaking and what He is saying in this about our nation, about America, about its role, and about the importance of standing strong. I'll be back with more on the other side. You're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg.
I'm hungry. What's to eat?
Beans again.
Did somebody say hungry?
Pistol Pete's Jerky at PistolPete'sJerky.com. A herd of delicious flavors. Break Bronco busting hunger. Lasso up your order at PistolPete'sJerky.com.
Thanks, Pistol Pete.
I made it myself. PistolPete'sJerky.com. Tell them Pete sent you.
PistolPete'sJerky.com is the official beef jerky of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. When you place your order, you'll receive two free U.S. Constitutions and a U.S. flag sticker. One constitution for you to read cover to cover, and the second to pass on to your friends, family, or loved ones. Go to PistolPete'sJerky.com and use discount code CGR to get an additional 10% off PistolPete'sJerky.com and place your order today.